He's a bit of a creepy guy, isn't he? I like people. I like that they have religions. I like that they make things out of sticks and then they believe in them. I do. I think it's the best thing. Some people are so jaded they can't understand that people believe in things. And I think anytime somebody believes in something, it's something. There's this horse on this road that I travel all the time. It's my favorite horse in the universe. You know, you're just whipping through the universe at 1,000,000,000 miles an hour, and you have little touchstones, and this horse is one of them. I think about this horse. I came home in January, and the barn was burned down, and the corral was gone. I went, oh, my God, the horse. 2 days later, there's a sign out on the road that says, the horse is okay. The horse is okay. Other people were worried about the horse was okay, and the people who owned the horse were worried about the people who worried about the horse were okay. See, that's when you believe in people, right? That's when you love them. That's when you love people, when they get like that. I always feel weird in this town because I know it's full of leftists waiting for me to do something wrong. I feel like I'm under the biggest fucking microscope you've ever seen, and they're just waiting for me. Because the left has lost its sense of humor, hasn't it? See, I am a liberal, but I hate them. But I hate them. I'm a leftist, but I hate leftists. All my friends are conservatives because I like people who come over for dinner on time. And inevitably, somebody walks out of my show and writes me a letter about some joke. Do you know how many feminists it takes to screw in a light bulb? That ain't funny. The left has lost its... Remember, the left used to be the fun ones, right? Remember, they used to be the fun ones, right? And they weren't all overviewing and looking at every little thing. You're wrong. Are you kidding me? You're using a 60-watt light bulb and you should have used a 40, you son of a bitch. Right? I knew a girl used to drive 30 miles to get a fair trade coffee. I swear to God, this is true. Yesterday, we're coming to Port Perry. I'm in the truck and the trailer, and I'm in this lineup, and the lights are flashing. The train lights are flashing. And there's no train. Finally, I pulled around. I pulled up beside the woman who was sitting at the train track, and I pushed down my window. I said, there's no train. She said, how do you know? No, she didn't have a point. There was no train. Then, you know what the Buddhists say? If not now, when? Have I pissed any of you off yet? Let's just take a... You can say it. I don't mind if I've pissed you off. I'm good. I'm so far, I'm so good. I'm really treading water here tonight. I'm really trying to be cool. It's sort of like playing Guelph. Or Boston. I have to watch it, but I'm getting through, aren't I? I'm doing okay, right?